A long-awaited overhaul of Michigan's energy policy is working its way through the legislature. Among other things, the legislation sets a goal to have 30% of Michigan's energy come from renewable sources. Many companies are taking the initiative to build their own advanced energy programs. They're looking for both renewable sources and seeking ways to save money through energy efficiency measures. An annual conference set for tomorrow in Detroit will focus on advanced energy options for Michigan businesses. Both of our guests today are featured speakers at the Michigan Energy Conference. Liesl Eichler-Clark is the president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. She's with me here in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us on the phone, Gabe Wang. Gabe is Director of Safety and Sustainability at the Herman Miller Company. Gabe, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Liesl, let's start off with just a good working definition of what advanced energy means. We often think of it in terms of renewable sources like solar and wind power, but the term implies a little bit more than that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So advanced energy does often make you think about renewables, wind and solar, but it's important to always remember that energy efficiency is the least cost alternative. And so energy efficiency needs to be part of that advanced energy definition. Now, the other things that wrap into that are the Internet of Things, where we can use different types of demand side management or improvements to distribution grids in order to get additional efficiencies out of our energy resources. So it is really an encompassing umbrella.
Do we have a sense of how many businesses in Michigan are using some form of advanced energy?
Well, two definers for that question. So the Energy Innovation Business Council is over 80 businesses that are members of it that are on the manufacturing side or generating producing side. Now, when you talk about who's taking advantage of them as a resource, I would suggest that, you know, it's probably close to 100% when you think about the fact that our utilities are offering renewables and energy efficiency to a wide distribution of businesses in Michigan as well.
Gabe, you're a chemical engineer by trade, but you also direct the sustainability program at Herman Miller. This is a company that took an environmental stance long before it was fashionable, even two decades before the first Earth Day, way back in 1970. Talk to us about Herman Miller and how it operates its facilities with advanced energy.
So going back to the founder of Herman Miller, a gentleman named D.J. Dupree, he really set the table that our organization was going to be driven by values. And as a corporation, we certainly have to always focus on being a profitable business, but not so at the expense of being a steward of the environment. So at Miller, our focus around operating our facilities is encompassing in terms of not only the energy we consume, the quantity and the quality that we use to operate our facilities, but also what type of materials do we have inside our factories? How do we bring them in? How do we convert them into our products? And how do we recycle those materials to get to the point where you can envision our factories consuming all the materials that come in the front door? Everything gets converted into product, and our buildings are powered through the purchase or generation on site of renewable energy. So sort of that's the vision we have. And a big part of what my team does on a daily basis is work inside our facilities and also with our suppliers to address the efficiency piece that Liesl mentioned. I don't think it's possible for us to remain profitable if we're not working both ends of that equation. So it's a combination of relentless efficiency measures to try to drive down our energy consumption, and at the same time working with our facilities team as well as energy producers to try to find that better mix of energy that allows us to support the decarbonization of our economy.
Liesl, do other Michigan manufacturing companies, are they taking more note of efficiency? Was Herman Miller ahead of the curve here by a long ways as it appears? Or are other Michigan manufacturing companies have they been focused on efficiency as intently as Herman Miller?
Sure. Well, no question Herman Miller is a leader for sure in this space. There are other companies that are attempting to catch up to Herman Miller for sure. So Steelcase, Whirlpool, GM, Ford, and then some companies that have Michigan presence that we don't necessarily think of initially as Michigan companies, so certainly Google, IKEA, et cetera. So there's a lot happening in this space. Now, there's more interest in doing more. So that was one of the drivers, really, for this conference. So as you mentioned at the onset, there is this energy policy discussion happening in Lansing. However, it's been happening for a while for people who've been watching. And so some of the companies are saying, we want to move forward. How do we do more on our own? So how do we work with utilities? How do we work with the environment that we have in the state in order to get ourselves more efficiency and more renewables?
Not going
to
wait around for the government necessarily.
Right.
We want to take unilateral action.
And Herman Miller is a great example of that.
We're talking about how Michigan businesses are turning to advanced energy sources to run their operations. Liesl Eichler-Clark is president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. Gabe Wing is on the phone from West Michigan. He's the director of safety and sustainability at the Herman Miller Company. Gabe, talk to us about what it takes for a company your size to rebuild a traditional fossil fuel infrastructure into an advanced energy system. It sounds like a lot of work.
No, absolutely it is. Again, we're trying to balance the need to be profitable. At the same time, set some goals and targets for organization and allow us to pull our business forward where we can start to take advantage of these renewable energy sources. So I think the first step for us was to really get a sense for what our direction should be. And that conversation started decades ago. I think we started to really understand how renewable energy could help shape our operations by partnering with the EPA and their Green Lights program back in 1991. And based on our learnings there, we realized that we could not only buy the brown power, the traditional brown power, but we also had the opportunity to go on the marketplace and start to dictate the quality of the energy that we wanted to purchase. So if you fast forward to where we're at today, I think as a corporation, we generally understand what options are out there. And working together with our suppliers, trying to send a message collectively that we want to move the needle so that we can buy these better forms of energy cost competitively on the marketplace. It's still not easy, and you have to be creative, both internally and externally, in order to line up the necessary resources to be able to execute the contract so that we can buy the energy we're looking for.
We'll point out that in 1981, just in case Gabe's been too modest to say it, in 1981, Herman Miller built the Energy Center. It's a cogeneration plant that creates renewable energy from wood manufacturing waste. And back in 2004, you set a 100% renewable electrical energy goal, and in 2014, you did it.
Yeah, those accomplishments are fantastic, and I think the challenge for Herman Miller going forward is to continue to try to raise the bar. And if we go back to look at that Energy Center project that you mentioned, that represents our single biggest investment in the renewable energy space back in 1981. We're in the middle of recapitalizing that particular facility here. And when it's fully operational, the impact to our global carbon footprint is a reduction on the order of 30% or so. So it is a great way for us to take advantage of the wood waste that we create in manufacturing a lot of our products. We have some scrap, and we can turn that scrap into a renewable feedstock that allows us to dramatically drop our carbon footprint. So thank you for bringing that up, Kevin.
Liesl, how does the Business Council advise companies that are considering investing in advanced energy? What might you say, for example, to a small company wanting to buy energy versus a larger company wanting to make it on site?
Sure. Well, no question. The first thing I'd say is join us for this conference tomorrow. And I'd also direct people to the output of this conference, because the intent here is to bring together the supply and demand. So companies are being driven to make these decisions really for two primary reasons. Some of them are like Herman Miller, who've been involved and interested and thinking about their sustainability or their carbon footprint over the course of a long period of time. However, others are being driven because of the dramatically decreasing cost of renewables and efficiency when coupled together. So we're seeing wind prices having dropped exponentially, as well as solar.
Does it concern you, though, that the price of fossil fuel has plunged an awful lot, specifically oil? Do you think that might get in the way of efforts to implement advanced energy?
So I really don't think so over the long term, because I think that we're still going to see some of the same drivers that we see. So Clean Power Plan, for example, will certainly be a driver. But companies are making these decisions because of cost and also because of their commitment to what their energy portfolio looks like. And I think that generally in Michigan, we all agree that we need a diverse energy portfolio. And so that might mean shifting out some of our different sources differently to get a good mix.
We've been talking about how Michigan companies are using advanced energy systems to run their businesses. Liesl Eichler-Clark is the president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. Gabe Wing has also joined us. Gabe's director of safety and sustainability at the Herman Miller Company in Zeeland outside Grand Rapids. Thanks to both of you, and have fun in Detroit.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much.